All right. So Proverbs chapter 18, verse 9. Somebody read that when they get there. Billy Bob. Chris, you reading NASB?
No, I'm reading the Ryrie.
Ryrie. It's either Ryrie's the guy that wrote the study notes. Same Bible I'm reading. It's a good Bible. Better Bible than everybody else is in here,
ESV,
in fact.
I guess.
ESV, that works. Not as good as the NASB, however. I'm teasing. Somebody read, anybody have NIV on that verse? Read that for me, Jane. So you get the idea that there's two individuals being compared, one who is slack and one who destroys. What's the difference between the person who is slack, just a little negligent in their work, and the one who destroys? What's the comparison?
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Okay, so there's definitely some similarities. What's the end result of both of their work, if you will? So the person who destroys their work, what's the end of their work? It's demolished, right? They're a wrecking ball, right? It's gone instantaneously. How about the one who is slack in their work? What happens to whatever they put their hands to? Ultimately, it's destroyed. What's the difference? Time. One is destroyed immediately, okay? They're, you know, literally one who destroys their own work and one who is slack in their work. So is there, at the end of the day, a difference between one who does things pretty well but doesn't care about the little things as compared to the one who just wrecks it all? Well, the end result would say no, okay? You'll hear along our journey a lot of stories from my pastor when I sat in this program, good night, like 20 years ago. It's been a while, from Texas, okay? Brad and I and Shay, you heard us talk about, and Jared as well, the program that we went through that was the inspiration for this program. He tells a really cool story regarding this. That's one of my favorites. He had a guy in his congregation that was an architect, and on his pinky finger, he wore a really simple steel ring. And he asked him about it, and he said, oh, it's a ring that I got from grad school when I finished architectural school. He said, really? He said, tell me about it. He said, well, in my town in Vancouver, there was a bridge called the Twin Narrows Bridge, okay? And he said there was a terrible disaster. The bridge fell down. Tons of people were killed. And the end result, when they investigated, was a bolt that they made to the wrong specs. They tried to save money, they cut corners, and as a result, this bolt didn't hold the weight of the bridge, you know, times however many bolts that were there, the way it was supposed to, and because of that, the nuts and the bolts failed, the bridge collapsed, and lives were lost. So every graduate now of that architectural school gets one of those bolts that were melted down. They turn them into rings and they wear them on their finger as a reminder to them that little things matter. You can cut a corner and sometimes it won't bite you in the rear end. You can cut a corner and one day it's going to cost lives. The difference between a bridge that was destroyed immediately and a bridge that just was destroyed over time was the same end result. Human lives were lost. Okay? So as you guys think about your responsibilities, the things that God has given you, has entrusted you with, remember those things, that the little things matter in your life, all of them, the details, the small things, okay? Some of us are much better with details than others, okay? That's all right. But to make sure that the things that God has entrusted you with, you do those things with excellence, even the things that people don't see, okay? You guys have ever seen the Statue of Liberty, the guy that made that from France, Garibaldi, I think is his name. He gave that to the United States in the 1800s, right? And the idea was the beauty and the majesty of a tyrant-free country, one that was built on freedom, one that was built on justice. And that idea to this guy was so overwhelming that it caused him to build the Statue of Liberty. Well, it's huge, right? And when you're standing next to it, you can't see the top of it. But to this guy, the details so mattered in the way that he put this together because of what it stood for. He was exquisite, even in the details that you can't see, right? And as you take an airplane and fly over the Statue of Liberty and you look down from on top of it, even the things that you can't see from the ground are perfect. He left no detail out. Now, he didn't know that airplanes were going to be invented and that people were going to fly over the Statue of Liberty and go, huh, you know, most of us would have said, well, you know, from everyone else's perspective, you're never going to see that. It doesn't matter what her head looks like from that viewpoint because you're never going to see it. He said, no. That stuff matters, okay? So as you think about, again, your life, your ministry, the people that you're going to draw to you, those things in your life are going to matter, okay? And whether it's destroyed immediately or whether it's destroyed over time, at the end of the day, it's not a whole lot different, okay? It's just a matter of time if you cut corners, if we cut corners and choose not to do our jobs with excellence, okay? So, thoughts, musings, questions, ponderings, debates. I will take any sort of feedback at this point. So,
awesome.
Good. All right.